Welcome to Making Paper with Usman Hamid. So we're doing a brand change. We went from the Paper and Plastic Show to just the Making Paper podcast, where we talk about making money. No, guys, we're talking about making paper. Because we felt like, you know, our company primarily, we're a paper brokerage. You're a founder of the paper brokerage. And while we do sell plastic and we move plastic, we're just really passionate about paper. And that's sort of our MO, and that's our mission. So we thought, why not make it a bit more catchy, a bit more interesting? So now this is going to be the Making Paper Show. You know, making paper, it's put a play on words that we're making paper. You know, we're capitalists, we want to make money, but at the same time, we're actually literally making paper. We have waste paper or tree fibers that we convert into real life paper. This is episode one of the new show, but it's technically episode 10 of the new show. So we're going to keep it popping. We're going to keep it going. And now this is episode 10. So let's get right into it. Today, I want to talk to you about Wilson and how they launched an airless basketball. Have you heard about this, Joseph? So you know how you have this basketball? You see in the NBA, the orange ones, if you don't play basketball, like the orange ones, they have little lions on them. So that's the basketball. It's what a basketball has looked like for the last so many years. But now Wilson, they 3D printed a basketball, and it's made from recyclable polymers, and believe it or not, it bounces exactly the same as an air-filled basketball, and it uses no air, airless. It's like see-through. You can look through the ball, but it bounces the same way. It behaves the same way, but it's just completely odd and eerie that, you know, why is this working? And guess what? It costs $2,500. That explains it, right? But thing is, it's made from environmentally friendly materials. You know, it's made from repurposed plastic, recycled rubber. And that's how we got to start thinking about things, Joseph. That's why we're doing this show, to show you that, look, just because we have done some things a certain way for many years, does not mean that's the only way of doing things. I get it. $2,500 is probably not cost effective for now. But eventually, as the technology gets better, we got to be open to thinking about ideas, solutions in a new way. You know, that's what, like, Ocean Ridge, shameless plug. That's literally what we do. We try to find creative ways to repurpose our material, to repurpose material that was maybe waste-bound, landfill-bound, fiber that was just going to be going to a landfill or going to decompose, and find new ways to use it. And that's why I love things like this, that cutting edge of technology, while it seems so, you know, it has all the critics, people talk trash, like, it's so unaffordable. What a dumb idea by Wilson. Why would you even make this? It's because when it comes to research development, R&D, it takes time for it to become cost effective. But once it does, these solutions are what we need to really take it to the next level. So today I want to talk to you a bit more about paper or plastic, Joseph? No plastic. No plastic? You know, we don't like plastic anymore. Landfill. We have paper straws in Canada. And I'll be honest, I'm the first to say, I hate the paper straws. Hate them. You know, if you ever have an ice cap, like ice cap or ice cappuccino or any drink that's like in liquid form, and you used to have these big, thick red straws, like try drinking an ice cappuccino with a paper straw. And I'm like a sipper. I like sipping throughout the day. Yeah. Like I'll have a drink and then I'll let it simmer and I'll sip it over like 3-4 hours. Like, it's a cold drink. What's going to happen? It'll get warmer. You know what I mean? It's still cold. So I'll sip. And by the second hour, my straw is done. Yeah. Like, it's soggy.
It bends over.
At some point, one time, like, I was drinking it and it got a hole in the middle. So now the air can't siphon through it. So now the straw doesn't even work. I'm using it as a spoon. You know, plastic has a bad rep. People say plastic this, plastic that. And hey, we're getting rid of plastic. We don't hate plastic. That's the actuality. But what we feel, though, is that paper has advantages. Look, if a plastic straw falls in the ground, 5 generations later, it's still going to be in the ground. A paper straw falls in the ground, 5-6 years probably, maybe less, gone. It's going to be decomposed. So I get the cost effectiveness of it. But that doesn't mean, you know, let's just get rid of paper straws, man. Please, who cares?
Please.
Like, I think the earth will be fine. That will be fine. But there is benefits, guys. And I think that's why we as a company are shifting more towards paper and being more paper focused. For example, what they always say is, like, why does it matter if a plastic bag is used? Or why does it matter if, you know, we used, you know how you buy cans of Coke and they have that little, the plastic little thing on top? Guys, the reality is these material, unless they're recycled, they're very, very dangerous. And that's the problem with the plastic, that if it's responsibly recycled, it's great. But now be honest with me. How many of you 100% of the time recycle your plastic material? And if you don't, that is hurting the environment. That is dangerous for animals. That is going into the ocean and joining that massive, massive, big island floating around. Plastic, if not responsibly taken care of, is a hell of a problem. In Toronto, we have a very good recycling program. We have blue bins almost everywhere. Plastic is recycled and it can be used many, 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 many times too, and it's really cost effective to make. So the environmental footprint of making plastic is sometimes lower than creating like these cartons of paper. But that said, is it worth it if people like you and me are not going to recycle? So please recycle your plastics. Very, very important. How often, if you have a plastic tray, be honest with me, you have a plastic tray and you wash it out and you throw it in the recycling bin? Because look, the reality is people think that you can get like contaminated plastic and throw it in the recycling program and it'll recycle. No, it has to be washed. Like a lot of these programs or these cities, their MRFs or their recycling facilities do not have the capacity to clean the material. Because remember, if there's food waste on some plastic or inside a jar, it gets bacteria, it gets really nasty. And then when it goes, by the time it gets to the sorting facility, it's been like so many days.
Yeah, at least a week.
And now it stinks. Imagine yogurt, like a yogurt container. If it's half full of yogurt, that's not being recycled. You have to wash it out. So be honest. How often have you washed out a material from your tray and thrown it in the recycling bin? No, man. Nobody. Nobody does it. Like, you don't finish your lentil soup or you don't finish your chickpeas or whatever. You just toss it straight to the landfill. And that's the problem. Everybody says plastic is great, plastic is fine. It is if it's recycled. But if it's not recycled, that plastic tray is going to see your great-great-great-grandkids. Like, your great-great-great-grandkids will have that plastic tray in the ground to welcome them when they come alive, you know? So, but that biodegradable, the sugarcane tray, you eat on it, you toss it in the landfill, and after like maybe in a year, I mean, it's made out of like this fiber, like the sugarcane fiber. It's like, it's going to dissolve.
Like a sort of paper,
exactly. So that's what we got to do. We got to make paper, use paper, and make paper. I'm just, you know, I mean, make that too. That's important as well. Money makes the world go around. That was it, man. I kind of like that. Let's keep it at that. Episode 10. In the books, making paper show. See you the next one.